Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday school. Of course, during this COVID time, we're just having a general auditorium Sunday school. We're not going to the classes, but we still like to invite you to come and be with us in our Sunday school hour. Then at 10:45, we'll begin our morning service, and we're taking all the precautions that we can to try to mitigate the COVID progression, and we're taking temperatures as folks come in. We're encouraging folks to wear masks, also marking off pews for social distancing, and so we're doing everything that we can to try to still have service, and we thank God that He's allowed us. Also, we have a Sunday night service at 5 o'clock, and then we're doing our midweek service on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. We're doing that on YouTube. And so we'd like to invite you to come to any of our services and to be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
Old Daniel bowed his head and he prayed, but no answer came for 21 days. He thought that God had not heard his servant's prayer. But an angel was sent from God that same day, with the prince of darkness stood in his way. The angel overthrew him. I could hear Daniel say, "There's power in prayer. There's power in prayer if you'll be."
Amen. What a beautiful day the Lord's give this morning. I trust that you're getting ready to go to the house of the Lord this morning and honor Him who has been so good to us and watching over and caring for us, providing for us, keeping us from harm's way. And I thank God for the promise of Him coming again and receiving us unto Himself. Every day, this world teaches us and tells us and relates to us that this is not our home. And I so feel so out of place more and more every day. I know the Lord's soon coming again. That's what we're looking for. The answer is not in Washington. It's not in the scientific community. It's certainly not in the social standings. But it is in heaven. And I'm glad, thank God, that one of these days we're going to leave out with a shout. And we're going to go to another place and where indwelleth righteousness, a land that is far far away from this so troublesome world. But until then, we just got to keep pressing on and telling others of the love of Christ and preaching the gospel, shedding the light of the Lord, the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I tell you, doing the best that we can to serve Him. I remember these on our prayer list today, and we want to certainly pray for them that God would undertake for all of their needs today. You keep praying for Cecil Parrish, and also remember Jesse Robinson this morning. Remember Edna Owens. Pray for Brother Steve Spears this morning as he's still recovering from surgery, that God will certainly undertake for his needs as well. Remember Maxine Baker this morning in your prayers. Remember Brother Ernest this morning. And also remember Brother Hoyt Williams. Pray for him this morning that God would undertake for his needs as well. We certainly want to pray for Harold and Helen Odom this morning, Bob and Linda Schaefer, member Zula Ellis and Bessie Hawkins this morning in your prayers. Keep praying for them. And also Robert Dugan Brown, remember him in prayer this morning. And, of course, we'd like to invite you out to Mountain View Baptist Church. And we're still having services on Sunday morning and Sunday evening, beginning on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock for our Sunday school. We'll just have a general auditorium Sunday school. We don't go to the classes. And then we have service beginning at 10:45 on Sunday morning, and then also at 5 o'clock on Sunday night. Wednesday night we're on the YouTube, and we want to encourage you to come and be with us. We're trying to mitigate all the chances of spreading the COVID. We're taking temperatures as folks come in, wearing masks. We got pews marked off, and also we're sanitizing, of course, the church at every service. And so we want to do the best we can to still come and serve the Lord and honor Him, and we'd like to invite you to come and be with us. And I hope this song be a blessing to you this morning.
What would I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my valley? Lord, I just couldn't walk this road alone. When I'm hungry, feeds me. When I'm thirsty, He's my water. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? When I need someone to talk to, He's always there to listen, with arms folded around me. He rocks me in His bosom. What would I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my valley? I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? When my tears flow like a river, and my burdens are high as mountain, and the one of counting all have let me down, that's when I go to Jesus. He's the one I can depend on. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do when I need someone to talk to? He's always there to listen, with arms folded around me. He rocks me in His bosom. What would I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my valley? Couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do?
Amen. I'm glad we've got someone to walk with us along this way. I'm glad we've got someone that will go with us all the way unto the very end. I'm glad for the Lord Jesus Christ to be able to lean upon him, the shepherd of my valley. 2 Chronicles chapter 18 this morning, and the Bible said, so the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat the king of Judah went up to Ramoth Gilead, and the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, I will disguise myself and will go to battle, but thou put on thy robe. So the king of Israel disguised himself, and they went to battle. Now the king of Syria had commanded the captain of the chariots that were with him, saying, fight ye not with small or great, save only the king of Israel. And it came to pass when the captain of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat, and they said, it is the king of Israel. Therefore they compassed about him to fight. But Jehoshaphat cried out, and the Lord helped him, and God moved them to depart from him. For it came to pass that when the captain of the chariots perceived that it was not the king of Israel, they turned back again, pursuing him. And a certain man drew a bow at a venture, and smote the king of Israel between the joints of the harness. Therefore he said unto the chariot man, turn thy hand, that thou mayest carry me out of the host, for I am wounded. And the battle increased that day. Howbeit the king of Israel stayed himself upon his chariot against the Syrians until the evening. And about the time of the sun going down, he died. Our Heavenly Father, now, God, as we come before you this morning, and we thank you, Lord. Have such a beautiful day, God, that you've given, Lord, the privilege and opportunity this morning that we have to go to your house and to honor you this morning, present our bodies a living sacrifice this morning, God, to offer you the first fruits of our heart. And I do pray this morning, Father, that you touch these that we made mention, God, that are sick this morning, those that in the hospital this morning, God, those that are sick in bed, fast at home. And I do pray this morning, God, that where your people are gathered together, you'd be in the midst this morning and you'd pour out your spirit without measure this morning, God, that some have precious souls might come to the saving knowledge of Christ. May your name be exalted and lifted up among your people. May you draw all of us unto yourself this morning, God. I pray you'd anoint your men as they stand this morning, God, rightly dividing the word of truth and proclaiming, Lord, your statutes, your whole entire counsel. I am the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. I pray you'd answer prayer this morning, God. I pray you'd move in a mighty way in these last days. I thank you, Lord, for answering prayer, and God, for the goodness and the grace that has been shed abroad upon our life. Have your way and your will this morning in Jesus' name. We ask it, amen, and amen this morning. The Bible said there in the last verse that I read to you, in the last part of the statement, the Bible said at the time the sun going down, he died. I want to preach on that thought this morning, God being our helper, concerning the sunset of your life. The Bible said the sun went down, that he died. It is a fact that we hear all of our lives, dear friend, we live under a dark cloud of death. The truth is, we all wake up the same way every morning, not knowing if this is the last day we'll ever see here upon this earth. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter 9, dear friend, there is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. Brother, there is an appointment we must keep. Death has passed upon all men. Psalms 84 said, who is it that lives and shall not die? Dear friend, it's not a pleasant thought to ponder upon, but it is the only guarantee that all men have in this world is that we're going to die. Dear friend, there are three things about King Ahab's son saying. Dear friend, this morning that we need to understand, that we want to look at, and that we need to perceive this morning. Dear friend, first of all, let me say, dear friend, you cannot evade death. Dear friend, in verse number 19 this morning, dear friend, today, the Bible said that Micah told him that if you go into battle, you're going to fall. Dear friend, he was told that he was not going to return from the battle. He was warned not to go into the battle. He was pleaded with that that he chose not to heed the warning this morning. In fact, if you go back in verse 7, the mic of this morning, the Bible said he was called out. Dear friend, an old king of Israel, Ahab, said, Micah never says anything good about me. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you this morning, death is something that's real, that's certain. And brother, you better take heed. Dear friend, this morning, verse 17 was the last sermon that old King Ahab heard. Dear friend, this morning, and I'm telling you, you'll walk out of the church one of these days. Dear friend, the preacher pleading with you had to get things right with him. Dear friend, and I'm telling you, dear friend, it'll be your son said, dear friend, that may come today. You cannot ignore it. Dear friend, this morning, now, I'm not trying to scare you. Dear friend, I'm not trying to give you some illusion. Dear friend, but I'm telling you it's a real possibility. Your son said, may be at the end of this day. In verse 29, you cannot elude death. King Ahab thought he could disguise himself and hide himself and that he could get away with it. But brother, I'm telling you, you can't hide from death. You think Big Brother's watching you. You think our government's got our eyes upon you. You think the IRS and the FBI's keeping up with you. I'm telling you, God has your number. In verse 33, the Bible said, at a venture, that a man shot an arrow, and it just happened to find its mark in the heart of King Ahab. Right between the armor, brother, it wasn't luck. It wasn't chance. It wasn't fate. It's called death. Amen. Dear friend, you can say, well, there's in the wrong place at the wrong time. You could say one way or the other, one inch might have saved his life. Dear friend, I'm telling you this morning, when death, dear friend, this morning comes your way, there is no escape. Dear friend, there is no eluding death this morning, no matter how cautious you are. Dear friend, no matter how safe that you might be, dear friend, when death comes, there is no cure, there is no surgery, there is no medication, there is no treatment. Dear friend, death is but a step behind us, and it is always gaining ground upon you and I this morning. There is no escape. In verse 34, the Bible said he fought till the evening, and he fought all day long. But by sunset, death got victory. Amen. Dear friend, no one ever has beat death. Dear friend, if it's not your time, dear friend, this morning, then it's not your time. Amen. But if it is, brother, you're going to succumb to death this morning. Amen. You may have all the reasons in the world to live. It may not be fair, dear friend, this morning, but I'm telling you, all of us have a sunset somewhere up ahead this morning. Dear friend, the truth of death, dear friend, it's a fact, it's certain, it's absolute. Death is not a respecter of person. Dear friend, it doesn't matter what age you are, how much money you have. It doesn't matter about your gender or your social status. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, there's been only been one time that death showed partiality. And that's when the death angel moved into Egypt. Amen. And the blood was placed upon the door and the lintels of those, dear friend, that obeyed. Dear friend, God, this morning the Bible said the death angel passed over them. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, the thoughts of death, dear friend, may not be pleasant. Dear friend, this morning, and I'm not meaning, dear friend, today to try to put a dark cloud over you or to rain on your parade, dear friend, but you are to cherish every day that God gives you. Amen. Dear friend, this morning you are to live with the knowledge, dear friend, this morning that persuades you to prepare to meet the God. Amen. There is no excuse for not being ready to meet God. Dear friend, you ought to be ready now, and
if you're not, you ought to get ready, because today you may see the sunset of your life. Amen. The Bible said at sundown that he died at the close of the day. Amen. Brother, you may not live to see the day come to a close. Dear friend, but I'll assure you that our time is set. We've got an appointment, and we're going to have a sunset in our lives somewhere up ahead. Amen. I think about the finality of death. Amen. Dear friend, I realize every day has 24 hours. Dear friend, but I'm telling you that life comes down to the last minutes, the last seconds, the last moments. Dear friend, and when it closes out, it's gone forever upon this earth. There is no revising. There is no rewinding. There is no reversal. Dear friend, the Bible said that. Dear friend, where the tree falls, that where it shall lie. Amen. I think about the finish of death. All of us have been given a space of time to accomplish what we were born to do upon this earth. I think about the frailty of death. James said, what is your life but a vapor that's here for a little while and then vanishes away. Job said, our life is like a shadow passing, like the sparks that fly upward, like the smoke that comes up and dissipates. Dear friend, our next breath is in the hand of the Lord. Dear friend, this morning, and he alone controls and determines when our life will come to a close. I don't care how health conscious you are. I don't care how safe a driver that you are. Brother, I'm telling you, when our day comes, brother, we'll have no recourse except to go when death passes our way. Dear friend, whether by sickness, by accident, by age, dear friend, someday, somehow, the sunset of our life is going to come to an end. God told Hezekiah to set your house in order, you're going to die and not live. And yet when Hezekiah repented and cried unto God, God saw his tears and added 15 years to his life. And yet the prophet Hananiah, God said, this year thou shalt die and not live. And in the seventh month he died. And dear friend, God told the fool that built the barns, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. David said in Psalms 90 and verse 12, teach us to number our days. Amen. Dear friend, I'll assure you, all of us are coming to the sunset of our life. I think about the foolishness connected with death. Dear friend, all of us seem to think are under the illusion there'll always be a tomorrow. There'll always be another day. I'll always see the sunrise in the morning. And yet the Bible said, boast not thyself of tomorrow. Dear friend, do not say we're going to eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we may die. Dear friend, I'm telling you, today may be the sunset of your life. Amen. You ought to love the life that God gives you and live it for the Lord. Amen. Dear friend, because your days are swiftly coming to a close. Amen. I want you to notice three things this morning about the sunset of your life. Amen. Three things to consider this morning. You say, well, preacher, I've got a long way to go. Brother, today may be the day. Amen. No. Brother, I'm not going to get depressed. I'm not going to get discouraged. Dear friend, I know my day may be coming, and it may be today. Dear friend, but I'm going to live life to its fullest. I'm going to serve the Lord with all of my heart, and thank God I'm going to look forward to seeing him. Amen. Number one, dear friend, you need to look back and remember. Amen. They say when you die, dear friend, your life flashes before your eyes. Amen. And I know there's some mistakes. There's some errors. There's some sins. There's some stupidity. Dear friend, there's shame. Dear friend, I'll tell you this morning, if you're going to die right, you need to live right. Amen. That's right, brother. Dear friend, there ought to be some repentance in our life. Dear friend, some forgiveness of the foolishness. I dear friend, all of us have come short of the glory of God. I dear friend, but I don't want one stain or one blot that has not been covered by the precious blood of Jesus. Amen. I dear friend, I tell you, for a man to face a lifetime of sin, I dear friend, will be like Cain, who said, my punishment is more than I'm able to bear. Amen. I dear friend, I tell you, you ought to repent daily. I dear friend, don't bring over the sins and the shortcomings of yesterday into today. Amen. Repent, I dear friend, this morning and ask God to forgive you of your sins daily. Amen. I dear friend, there ought to be some reconciliation. I dear friend, to put forth an effort to reach out to those, I dear friend, that may be at odds with you this morning. Say, preacher, you don't know what they've done to me. You don't know how they have wronged me this morning. I'm telling you, it's not worth it. Dear friend, if you realize that today was going to be the sunset of your life, dear friend, you ought to reach out to those that you've not spoken to, those you've cut out of your life, and do your best to make reconciliation. The Bible said, agree quickly with your adversary in the way. If you remember you have an ought against your brother, go to him. Amen. I'd hate to die hating and despising. I dear friend, this morning in 1 Kings chapter 2, we read about David. I dear friend, on his deathbed. I dear friend, and oh, I dear friend, the grudge that he had against Shimei. Amen. The Bible said, let not the sun go down upon your wrath. I'd hate to go down to the grave in a grudge. I'd leave mad and angry and bitter. I dear friend, I won't leave out. I dear friend, this morning in victory, I dear friend, there ought to be some references. I dear friend, I hope, I dear friend, that my life can be an influence, have an impact, make a difference, help somebody along the way. Amen. If you realize this was the sunset of your life, that today was going to be the last day, I dear friend, wouldn't you want to be a blessing to somebody? I'd be a help to somebody. I dear friend, this morning, I not only look back and remember, but you need to look around you and realize, amen, the sun's going down. There ought to be some priorities that begin to change in your life. Yes, if it was someday or one day or after a while or later on, dear friend, but what if today, the sunset of your life, amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, the appointments and the schedules and the deadlines, dear friend, will begin to fade in the background. Dear friend, if this was the sunset of your life, amen, you would begin to realize the importance, dear friend, of things this morning. That all that matters in this life is your relationship with God. Amen. There wouldn't be no more guessing or hoping or playing around. Brother, you better know in whom you believe this morning. Dear friend, you better have that blessed assurance. Not in your baptismal certificate. Not in your Sunday school pens. Dear friend, this morning. Dear friend, but I'm telling you, dear friend, you'll realize how important it is this morning to know that you know that you're going to pass from death unto life. Amen. Dear friend, it won't be in relatives or friends. Dear friend, this morning, and I realize today that people matter in our lives. Dear friend, but when it comes down to the close, all that's going to matter is holding the Lord's hand. Woo! The Lord's hand this morning. Not only will you realize what's important, you'll realize what is also insignificant. Significant. Amen. Dear friend, that calendar you keep marking off, I won't matter anymore. That agenda, dear friend, of what you're going to do and what you need to do. Dear friend, your possessions, your pride, dear friend, your projects, your plans, dear friend, your money, dear friend, won't matter one thing in the sunset of your life. Amen. Dear friend, you won't care anything, dear friend, about the bills. Dear friend, you won't care anything about working some overtime. Dear friend, I'm telling you, you realize how insignificant the things of this world really are when it finally sinks in, brother, that you cannot carry it with you, and you're going to leave it all behind this morning. And dear friend, that's what you consider in the sunset of your life. And then lastly, dear friend, not only look back and remember and look around and realize, dear friend, that I think a man at the sunset of his life needs to look ahead and reflect. Amen. Where are you going? What lies beyond that last breath? Dear friend, what's behind the curtain or the veil? Dear friend, the door of eternity swings open. Amen. Brother, I guarantee you it's more than what Hollywood, dear friend, has ever dreamed of. It's more than what a fairy tale, dear friend, has ever unfolded. Dear friend, I want to be certain. In Luke chapter 16, Lazarus died. Dear friend, the Bible said was carried by the angels in the paradise. Amen. Dear friend, to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord instantaneously. Paul said, I've got a desire to depart and be with the Lord. It is far better. Jesus told that thief on the cross, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. Amen. Having that knowledge and that understanding, brother, we can embrace, dear friend, man, that dying grace, dear friend, to leave this world in victory with a smile on our face. The undertaker can't get off. Amen. Death is sad and sorrowful and tragic, but just beyond, dear friend, that veil, just past those tears, there's a rest for the child of God. There's joy that comes in the morning when our faith becomes sight. Dear friend, but the sad part about it is many are uncertain about death. In Luke chapter 16, the rich man, the Bible said, died, was buried, and in hell, lifted up his eyes. Dear friend, I'm telling you, you better make certain, dear friend, where you're headed beyond the sunset of your life. May the Lord richly bless you, is our prayer.